Hello, Clifton.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Shireen on a recorded line. I'm calling in regards to your inquiry about the Roundup lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And who would this be in regards of?
Myself.
Okay. Do you happen to know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you have?
No, I can't remember exactly what to call it,
Okay.
but it's forcing the flesh off my skin. I mean, off my muscle.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
No, I haven't.
Okay, and have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
And what was the date that you were diagnosed?
It was 2010. I can't remember what month.
Okay, approximately was it summer, winter, fall?
It was spring, I believe.
Spring, so roughly around like April 2010, does that sound correct?
Yeah, somewhere around that, yes.
Okay. Where did you spray Roundup, at home or at work?
I work in at home.
Okay. And what was the home address of where you used it?
14495 Blackburn Road,
I'm sorry,
Jacksonville.
1449.
But yes, ma'am.
And then what was
14495
Okay. And what was the street name?
Blackburn, as in burn somebody or burn tires or whatever.
Okay.
And it's all one word.
Okay, and what city is that?
Athens, Alabama.
Right, so I have 14495 Blackburn Road in Athens, Alabama, zip code 35611.
Yes, ma'am.
And is this your current address as well?
No, ma'am. I'm
Okay.
home. I'm actually homeless right now.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
And then, what was the work address of where you used it?
I worked out of Atlanta. And with my dad, we haul trees from
So you sprayed in
one.
Atlanta, Georgia?
Yes, I was staying in motels and stuff, I think, Kennesaw and Dunwoody and Ackworth and places.
Okay. And did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
My dad, but he's deceased.
I'm sorry for your loss.
My brother, he's deceased.
Again, I'm very sorry.
Thank you. Thank you.
How old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was being I was at 40.
Okay. And then how many years did you spray Roundup for, if you had to estimate?
About 12 to 15 years.
About 15 years. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more, yes or no?
Yes.
And the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone
It's a smartphone.
a landline? And then, are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Give me one second, okay?
What's your name again?
My name is Shireen.
Shereen, that's a pretty name, Shereen.
Thank you. Clifton, before I move forward, I did want to ask you, do you have like a family member's address or something that we can put down? We do need an address in order to move forward in regards to your current address.
You can put that one down too, because I'm getting it back. My nephews and my mom's power attorney, and they kicked me off the land before I had a chance to put it over in my name. So
Okay, so
now,
that Blackburn Road address?
yes.
Okay, so someone in your family has that address, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is it Blackburn Road or Lane?
Blackburn Road.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. And then I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible, okay? In regards to your past or present medical history, have you had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
Have you had an organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
Have you had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
And do you have a family history of cancer?
Yes.
Okay. And who was diagnosed with cancer and what kind of cancer was it?
And my grandmother, she had colon cancer.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
My dad had kidney cancer from Camp Lejeune.
Okay, so your grandmother had colon cancer? Is that what you said?
Yes.
And then your father had cancer as well?
Yes.
What kind of cancer?
Kidney.
Kidney cancer? And you said that was from Camp Lejeune?
Yes, we operate in now there, and people make coffee out of the water.
Okay. And then can you
Not
spell your
one.
first name for me, please? Is it Clifton?
Yes, ma'am.
And your last name, is it Pylant?
Yes, ma'am. Just let plant just put the Y in it.
Okay, and then do you have a suffix in your name?
No, I don't. It's Clifton Carl is my middle name.
Okay, and are you currently married?
No, my wife is deceased.
I'm sorry to hear that. And then can I get your social?
417-15-6853.
And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
And your date of birth.
5-2-1970.
Okay. And then can I get your height and weight?
5'8". I weigh 185.
185. And then can
Yeah.
I get your email?
It's Carl, Carl. My last name, Island. 52@gmail.com. All lowercase.
So I have Carl Plant 52 at gmail.com.
Yes, pilot. Yes.
Pilot. Okay. And then for your phone number, I have 256-795-8308.
Yes.
Is this your cell or your home?
So.
Okay. And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer?
How did I first what?
Learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer.
I've been broke out for a while. Then I went to the doctor.
So the
And
doctor
then,
let you know?
yes.
Okay, and what date was that approximately? What month and year?
In spring around April or May, somewhere in there, in 2010.
Okay, so roughly around April 1st, 2010.
Yes. See,
And then
I went to him. They done one chemo, and I prayed real hard, like, "Will the Lord take it away?" And he did. But it
I'm
came
happy
back.
to hear that.
But
You
it
said
came back.
so you did have a reoccurrence?
Yes, ma'am. I haven't been to the doctor. It just started coming back. I gotta go check and make sure that's what it is.
Okay, but you weren't formally diagnosed with a second diagnosis?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. And how many times a year did you say, or did you use Roundup if you had to estimate an exact number?
About 15 years.
How many times a year?
Every other job, probably about 20, 2-3 times on it, 200-300 times a year.
200 times a year. And
Yep.
then how many exposures would you say that you had to round up in your entire life if you had to put a number on it?
About 3,000.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
And what month and year did you start spraying Roundup?
I stopped using it after 2010.
You started using it in 2010 or you stopped? Okay.
Stopped.
And then when did you st what year did you start using it?
In 81, 82, when it first came out. I've been around 83, 84.
What month in 84?
I'm afraid around August.
All right. And then you stopped spraying roughly around the time that you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup? Yes or no?
This I wear.
Eyewear?
Yeah.
Okay. And I just want to confirm that you sprayed it in the state of Alabama?
Alabama and Georgia.
Okay. And then where did you apply and how big of an area was it applied to?
It'd be like undergrowth where we're doing landscaping and have a clear out like
Was it like a
no
front and
fence.
backyard?
Yes, it's like, yeah, probably something about
Okay.
like that, yeah.
And what was your exposure? Occupational, agricultural, residential?
Residential.
Okay. And then, did you personally spray Roundup yourself?
Yes.
And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
Yes, it's about every time.
And then,
Unless
how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it directly by spraying at home?
I was directly by spraying on the job
Okay.
and wind blowing and blowing it back on
Okay. And then these are yes or no's. Do you get your
me.
water from a well?
Do I know?
Do you get your
No.
water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And then what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
I concentrate.
Okay. Do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases? Yes or no?
No, I don't.
Do you have any Roundup in your possession currently? Yes or no?
I don't.
Okay. And where did you, do you know what store they purchased the Roundup from?
It's True Value Hardware.
I'm sorry, say that again.
True Value Hardware
Can you
for
spell
my
that for me,
Roundup.
please?
It's TRU
Okay.
Value, VA, V as in victory, A as in apple, L as in llama, U as in up, E as in elephant.
Oh, True Value Hardware. Okay, thank you. And then the next nine questions are going to be yes or no's. Have you ever smoked?
Yes.
How many years?
About 35.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
No, I'm on disability.
Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No.
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you been involved in other lawsuits?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes.
Okay. And then, in regards to the lawsuit, what year and what lawsuit?
Well, my wife, I haven't collected anything on it yet, but on the CPAP machine and the vaginal mesh, my wife passed away from the complications from that.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
And I filed a claim with Camp Lejeune on my dad. But I haven't heard nothing back on that. And the other one, I have a settlement, but I don't know where to put my money.
Okay, and then you said your wife died from exactly what product? Or what?
Yeah, vaginal mesh, bladder mesh, and the CPAP machine complications.
Okay. And then
Because of
have you ever filed a dis you said you have filed for disability, correct?
Yeah.
What year did you
2012.
file for disability? 2012. Did you ever file a workers' compensation claim?
That's 2010. I got it immediately.
Okay. Did you file a workers' compensation claim?
No.
Okay. And then one more time, in regards to your wife, I'm sorry to bring this up again. I just want to confirm that I have this correct. Can you spell what exactly the lawsuit was about? I'm sorry.
It was about the CPAP machines, complications,
Okay.
It caused her to have an enlarged aorta, enlarged heart, and all of her valves went to leaking. And the vaginal mesh caused her to have an erosion in her bladder.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for sharing that. We're almost done here. I just have a couple more questions for you. Can I get your diagnosing facility name, please?
It was in Adams Limestone Hospital, and it was also, they sent me to the oncology center over in Madison, our hospital.
Okay. So in regards to diagnosing, can you spell the name of the facility? I'm sorry.
No, ma'am, I can't think of the name of it. The one at Athens Limestone Hospital. ATHENS.
You said Rhinestone Hospital in Athens?
Limestone.
Limestone. This is where you were diagnosed or treated?
That's where I was diagnosed.
Okay. And then do you have the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Pennington.
Can you spell his name for me, please?
P is in Paul, E is in elephant, N-N-I-N-G-T-O-N.
Oh, Pennington, okay. Is it William Scott Pennington?
Yes.
Okay. Then that was at Athens Limestone Hospital?
Yes, well, actually across the road in his office, but yes,
And
his
then the
first
phone
name is
number I
Bob.
have is 929, 256-233-9292.
Yes.
And then is this the same hospital where you were treated?
Yes.
Okay. And is it the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then what kind of treatment did you receive?
I received chemo. I had to go to the hospital for that.
Okay. Anything else?
Just my regular pain medications and my anxiety medicines and my vitamins and stuff like that from him.
Okay, and then what was the date that you started treatment? Was it roughly around April 2010?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you remember the exact date?
Around May.
May 2010? Okay.
Yes.
And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Not live with me.
And do we have permission to contact this person?
Yes.
And can you spell their first and last name?
Be my mom, Patricia Pilot. P as in Paul. A as in Apple. T as in Tom. R as in Randy. I as in Ian.
So I have Patricia,
Yes.
and same last name as you.
Yes.
And can I get your mother's phone number?
256-230-4209.
Okay, and then I just want to confirm for the diagnosing doctor, the facility address I have is 700 Market Street West in Athens, Alabama, zip code 35611. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you, and then I'm going to have you, I'm going to send you these documents to sign, okay?
All right.
All right, so you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma roughly around April 1st, 2010. You sprayed at home at work and work. You sprayed at the home address of 14495 Blackburn Road in Athens, Alabama, zip code 35611, and you sprayed at work in Atlanta, Georgia. You sprayed roughly for around 15 years. In regards to family history of cancer, your grandmother had colon cancer and your father had kidney cancer from Camp Lejeune. Your name is Clifton, spelled Clifton. Last name Pilant, Pylant. For your date of birth, I have May 2nd, 1970. And for your social, I have 417-15-6853.
Yes, that's fair.
And then I'm just making sure I spelled Camp Lejeune correct. I'm doing a Google search. Camp Lejeune's a little bit hard to spell for me.
it is pretty good with everybody.
Yeah. Okay. And then I have your email as carlpilant52@gmail.com, and I have your phone number as 256-795-8303. I have the date you started spraying Roundup roughly around the.
8308.
I'm sorry?
It's eight
Oh,
three
8308. Yes, you're completely correct. 256-795-8308. I have the date that you started spraying Roundup roughly around August 1st, 1984, and the date that you stopped spraying Roundup roughly around April 1st, 2010. You sprayed in the state of Alabama and Georgia. You sprayed residentially, and you were directly exposed by spraying yourself. You've had roughly around 3,000 exposures to Roundup in your life. You purchased a concentrate from True Value Hardware. You smoked for 35 years. And in regards to other lawsuits, you were involved in Camp Lejeune on behalf of your father. And then you were also involved in another lawsuit based off of complications from your wife. She had an enlarged heart, erosions from machines. You filed for disability back in 2012. I have your diagnosing and treating doctor as Dr. William Scott Pennington. He is located at Athens Limestone Hospital. The address I have is 700 Market Street West in Athens, Alabama, zip code 35611. And the phone number I have is 256-233-9292. The date that you were treated was roughly around May 1st, 2010. And you received chemotherapy and pain medication for treatment. I have your current address as 14495 Blackburn Road in Athens, Alabama, zip code 35611. And I have your emergency contact as your mother who does not live with you. Her name is Patricia, spelled Patricia. Pilant, spelled Pylant. Phone number I have is 256-230-4209. And then again, this is your mother. Does that all sound correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents, okay? I just need
All
a
right.
few signatures from you.
All right. Well,
that'd be a good one for most. That's a good one for most men because they most men have prostate cancer, whether they know it or not.
Oh, and I do have one last question for you before we move forward. How has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
As my, well, I'm the only one left out of five siblings. Well, me and four more siblings. I'm the only one left out of all of us. And it's been rough, going through chemo and everything, whenever I was that one time. It's scary.
I'm sorry to hear that you went through that, but thank you for sharing.
And it's been hard. Because watching my dad pass away with kidney cancer and me, the mind coming back, I feel like it's come back because it's leaving, like eating my flesh off my body.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope things get better for you. I wish nothing but the best for you. And with your di I hope there's no diagnosis at all. But I do want to thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome. Where are you
Okay.
located at?
I am in Orange County, California.
Are you married?
Me, I am not married, no.
Would you be interested in getting married?
Me, I'm too young to get married.
What's young?
What's young? Straight out of college.
Dang, that's right age.
No, I still have a lot of life to live before I get married.
Don't blame you for that.
Yeah.
Live it to the fullest.
Thank you. I'll try my best. All right, so what I'm gonna go ahead and do, so the way this is gonna work, I just sent you documents to your phone. I sent through text and email. I'm gonna need you to sign them as soon as possible, within the next like 10 minutes or so. It's just a couple signatures regarding legal representation. After that, the attorneys will reach out to you in about 24 to 48 hours, so just be on the lookout for their call. I'm also gonna send you a text with my information, so if you need to reach me for any reason, please don't hesitate to contact me. I'd be more than happy to help you. Clifton, with that being said, did you receive my documents?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and click on them and sign them.
All right.
It should take less than a minute or so, okay?
All right.
And Clifton, I do want to thank you so much for being super patient with me on the phone. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
And thank you for sharing, you know, what you went through. I know it's not easy to talk about, so I do want to thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And then let me know once you're done, okay? Should take about a minute or so.
Okay, let me get down here too. I'm just not clicking the link.
Did you receive the link?
Okay.
Okay, so click on the link, and then you all just right. have to. Okay, and then you just have to agree to terms and or electronic signatures. If you're having any trouble at all, let me know. But I will say that I have to.
It's not opening.
It's not opening? Okay. No. Let me resend it, okay?
All right.
I did want to say in the next 3 minutes, I do have a meeting. So I will have to get off the phone.
Okay. We can go ahead and hang up if you want to.
I'm sorry?
We can go ahead and hang up if you want to.
No. It's okay. I can stay on the phone with you just to help you access those documents.
Okay.
All right, Clifton, are you able to receive them now?
Yes.
Okay. Were you able to click on the link?
Yes.
Okay. Are you having any trouble at all?
No.
Okay. It's just showing on my end that you haven't accessed the documents. It's showing that you haven't clicked on the link.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm gonna try again and continue.
Do you have access to your email on your phone?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you could try accessing it through your email. I am gonna have to let you go because I do have a meeting to attend to.
Okay.
But with that being said, try to get them signed before the end of the day today. If not, I will follow up with you first thing tomorrow. Or regardless, I'm gonna follow up with you first thing tomorrow morning. But yeah, just try to get them signed as soon as possible, okay?
I am.
All right. Thank you so much, Clifton. I really appreciate you for your time and your patience, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I hope you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.